A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are. This is another episode of Togetherness. And Children's Mental Health Week, as you know, 2 weeks ago now, that's flown by. We spoke to Ashley from Kidscape about why children's mental health is so important, linking it in with bullying and the amazing work that Kidscape do, and about my ambassador role with Kidscape. I also spoke to Kerry and Donovan. Kerry is a volunteer coach at Shout, the charity, and Donovan runs Gamers Versus Mental Health, so uses gaming to raise awareness of mental health, and also with his new clothing brand, he raises funds for different charities that help and support people. Now, we had a really good chat. This was on Facebook Live, so I've had to get the audio back, so I do apologise if there's any like little issues with it. But it was a really, really nice conversation, and Shout are absolutely amazing. 85258. They're a tech support service, so instead of picking up the phone, which can be quite hard when you're in times of struggle, you just give them a text. You text connect to 85258 and they will connect you with someone who's just at the end of the phone to just be there, which is really important. And they're such a great organization. I've used Shout, and I can't put into words how nice it was. It was so hard to talk about what was going on, so to text it instead made it just a bit more informal. It was it was a lot easier. Anyway, so please listen to the conversation we had, and a big shout out to Kerry and Donovan. And I do apologise to Donovan. I realised when listening back to the live stream that for some very peculiar reason, I was calling him Damien for the first 5, 10, 15 minutes. So yeah, let's play it. Here we go.
I'm fine, thank you. You okay?
I'm very well, thank you. Right, we'll just wait for one more person, Damien, and we should be on. We are, and
there is a wider team. But yeah.
Introduce yourself, tell us a bit more about Shout.
Okay, so I'm currently a coach, so I train all the volunteers that come through us, not just me on my own, there is a wider team, but yeah, so we have over 2,000 volunteers at the moment currently taking conversations on the platform. So we're a free 24/7 confidential text line. So anybody who is struggling to cope or just needing a bit of support when they're struggling with sort of mental health issues, they can text us in to 85258 and just speak to one of our volunteers that are there to sort of help them and sort of guide them through whatever problems they're having at the moment.
Fantastic. And how long have you been doing that for?
I've been working for them for over a year, but volunteering for over two now. So yeah, so it's been amazing.
Shout an amazing charity. I mean, I've used Shout myself when things get a little bit too much and you just need someone to kind of listen to you when you're feeling a bit alone. And it's a bit easier than picking up the phone, isn't it? Just texting, it feels a bit more informal. Some people find it difficult to do that if they're at home with a loved one and or there's other people around, whereas texting, it just feels normal, like you're talking to a friend, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think what makes us sort of slightly different is that we don't give advice on the platform when we're talking to texters. It's very much sort of in the moment support. So we usually do fine with a lot of our service users that sort of access us for support. They just want to be heard. They just want to be listened to. They want a voice, which they're not always given, especially with, you know, limited access to sort of mental health resources there are at the moment. It is very much just sort of hearing and listening to them and just being there for them in that moment. And I think that that goes a long way. So I think it is sort of that first step in sort of early intervention before getting more support.
Absolutely. And Donovan's just joined as well. Donovan, can you hear me all right?
Hi, Joe.
How are you, mate? You all right?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So we've just introduced Kerry, who's a coach at Shout. Can you introduce yourself as well? Oh, can you hear me? Oh, he's just gone. He might be back. Oh, he's back. There we go.
There we go.
So, Damien, can you just introduce yourself? We're live on Facebook and Twitter, and this will be put out on a podcast as well. And anyone that wants to comment, join in, you can do. I should be able to see everyone's comments as well. So, Damien, can you introduce yourself and tell us what you do?
My name's Donovan Bell. I represent a company called Gamers Versus Mental Health. It's a company that started at the end of December 2020 with a perspective of raising money and awareness for people, specifically those who enjoy video games like myself.
Oh, you've muted your mic again, Donovan. There we go. I think you're back.
Hello?
Hello. Right, there you are. You're back.
Technical difficulties, always a thing.
It is indeed. So, you both raise a lot of awareness of mental health on Twitter, really spreading positive messages, which is key at the moment, especially in the time we're in. And this week is Children's Mental Health Week, and with it, probably the most important one there has been in the current situation. There's been a massive increase in deterioration with people's mental health. And children have been struggling a lot. Parents have been struggling a lot as well. There's been lots of changes, you know, less contact between friends, family. Why do you think this week is so crucial for children and young people, Kerry?
I think the main focus should be on is giving children a voice. I think, you know, children do rely a lot on us as adults to sort of be their voice for them. So I think it is important just so we take that time to sort of check in on them and make sure that they're okay, especially during the current pandemic. I think children are being taken out of their sort of natural environment, not being in schools, not seeing their friends. So it's been quite a scary time for them. And I think more than ever we're seeing, especially through Shay, we are getting more and more sort of younger texters messaging in at the moment, mostly through feeling isolated or, you know, suicidal thoughts, self-harming. So it is sort of highlighting that there is an issue there. I don't think it's a new issue. I think it's always been around. I just think that now mental health is being more talked about, that we're sort of covering everyone now, which is great.
And Donovan, why do you think it's important to have, why do you think these awareness weeks are crucial, especially for children and young people?
I mean, I think we have a focus on mental health awareness in adults, usually at the start of May. And I think quite often children, in terms of their mental health and things, kind of get a little bit forgotten about as far as the media and things like that is generally concerned. You know, you certainly hear a lot more about the mental health struggles and issues that adults have. Honestly, it's a great thing that children's mental health is being brought to the forefront. I mean, they're people too. They struggle like we do. They have all kinds of different social and issues like many adults can. So, I think it's really important that it's been highlighted in this way.
Leo, I mean, amongst this pandemic at the moment, there was a group of paediatricians last week that had written a letter to the government stressing that teachers should be prioritised for vaccines at the moment because there is a big deterioration in the mental health of young people, and it's having a serious effect, especially with suicidal thoughts, anxiety. There was another statistic that self-harm amongst females has tripled since the start of the pandemic. And awareness days like these, sorry, I'm getting a few weird noises through my headphones. But this is such a crucial time to get everyone talking. And I think that, I don't know if you both agree with me, but the pandemic's almost boosted this conversation. It should be spoken about all the time, but it has kind of made other people open up a little bit. Do you agree?
Yeah, definitely. I think, I've got some stats here from our service users from 2020. So out of 56,000 texters aged under 18 that contacted Shay in 2020, 33% of those were suicidal texters, 32% were suffering from anxiety, and 31% with depression. So I think it just shows that it's not new issues that are sort of cropping up. They have always been there, but I think the better services there are available and the more we can sort of get the word out to young people that there is help out there, that we can sort of get a better picture on what's going on with our children and young people at the moment.
Absolutely, and that's key. That's quite a shocking statistic, really, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And I put a tweet out yesterday. We've seen a lot in the news recently about social media and it being used in not the best way. I mean, social media is great, especially at the moment amongst the pandemic. It's a great tool for connecting with people when you can't see people face to face. But it seems like children and young people have so many more pressures now. No one takes a photo, really, and you see it. It's all with a filter. You can put this kind of almost perfect lifestyle out there, and then people start comparing it to their own lives. Do you think that social media companies like Twitter, like Facebook, Instagram should be doing more to kind of promote, you know, loving yourself, not necessarily putting these ads about this diet or looking this way, and the fashion industry as well. I mean, there's so many different things, and it just seems children, young people with this getting bigger and bigger every year are just being sucked into this loophole where it's a loophole of self-doubt, really. Donovan, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, social media is an interesting one. I mean, as far as, say, let's take your sort of example related to Instagram. Instagram paints a perfect picture of somebody's life. Everybody will post content about all the positive things, and that's great. You know, it's always great to see people out and about enjoying themselves where they can, you know, and leading a positive lifestyle. The problem is you get the other side of that coin, whereby people find themselves sort of almost like in an envy, or isn't that person having such a wonderful life? Mind not that way, yeah. As an example, you know. So social media can be very double-edged in that field. But also you've got the likes of things like cyberbullying that exists, where people will try and belittle others through social media as well, you know, and there's a combat there that always has to happen. How well is that moderated by, you know, Facebook, by Twitter, by Instagram, and so on? It's finding that balance, I think, about how this sort of type of content is policed in a way, to promote this whole be comfortable in who you are. You know, you don't necessarily need to hide behind a filter all the time. You're perfect as you are. Nobody can be you better than you can.
Of course. And I think that's such a great message. And I think we all have that moment where we think loving ourselves, self-care is a pretty, selfish thing. I don't know why. I think that's the way we've kind of, thinking about others obviously is great, but you've got to look after yourself too. And the loving yourself just more and more, I think now I'm noticing it a lot more, where people just keep comparing themselves to other people. I don't look like that, or they have a nice life. I totally agree that it needs to be policed in a better way. We saw Marcus Rashford come out this week with the abuse that footballers keep getting. And it seems to be a platform where it's allowed to happen, and that is just destroying people's lives. What do you think should be put in place, Kerry, if you could say anything?
I think, again, it's like what Donovan said, I think it's the policing of it, isn't it? And making sure that people are being held accountable for what they are doing online, you know, when it comes to trolling and online bullying and things like that. But yeah, I do think, you know, social media can be used for a lot of good as well, as we all know. So I think it is all about that light and shade, isn't it? It's just making sure that, like, children and young people, they know what's wrong and what's right, and it's just spreading that sort of positive message and just making them feel confident in themselves as much as we can, in sort of the platforms we have, to obviously try and push all that negative away.
Absolutely, that's vital, isn't it? And, you know, these positive messages that you promote, that Donovan promotes, that we all do, I think it's extremely helpful seeing that, and they do appear on people's timelines. It's even waking up in the morning and seeing a tweet from Shout, and it does uplift your spirits. It starts your day off on a bit more of a positive level. If you could give advice to children, young people, and this is just your own personal advice, who are having a bit of a crisis, who may be doubting themselves, suffering from just a feeling of isolation with the four walls closing at the moment, like, what would you say to them? Donovan, do you want to go first?
Sure. I mean, I can only talk from my sort of own experiences, but the first thing, if I was to give any advice, is reach out to someone, to anyone. You know, you should never, ever feel like you're in a position where you're isolated and by yourself, no matter what you go through. There's always an ear. There's always someone to talk to. I mean, as part of what I'm trying to do with Gamers Versus Mental Health is offer that, where even if it's literally in the form of a support phone number to people like Shout, like the Samaritans and so on, just be there. That's the key. Someone will be there always. So never, ever feel like you have to struggle by yourself. You're not the only person that will go through times of crisis. You know, there will be people that will have shared your experience in one way or another, or can at very least empathize with it. So don't be afraid to talk about it. More to the point, you know, there's always someone.
Yeah, you're never truly alone. And at this time, we may be apart, but we're not alone. And Kerry, what advice would you give?
Definitely, talking helps. It's just making sure young people think they know that they're in control as well, is that they do have the power to think, right, what would help me right now, whether it is texting a service like Shay, whether it is talking, whether it's just writing it down, find what works for you, and just get those thoughts out of your head and just somewhere. It doesn't matter where, but I think it's just finding that sort of, even if it's just a creative outlet, just to make sure that you're doing something with that negative energy. So, yeah, I think that's what I would say.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, writing it down really helps. I mean, a bit of free promotion for Kidscape as well, I guess. But they've created these lovely little diaries to it, well, it's for parents and children, and I guess adults as well. we can use them, but it's just kind of channeling your feelings, writing it down. That's something that's really helped me and put me in a bit more of a positive light. And especially with parents, sometimes it's hard for a child to open up. It's hard to vocalize, you know, even for adults, but as a child that's quite a scary thing. And just writing them down, and for a parent to be able to see and look what their child's going through instead of them having to vocalize is extremely helpful, and it's something which does keep children and young people safe. How have you found the lockdown?
Probably painful, like everyone else. So yeah, I have a 15-year-old son, so I think it's a bit. Hi, Stephen. I think he's watching right now.
Hi, Stephen.
Yeah, he'll be very happy with that. So yeah, it has been challenging, but again, I think as a parent, you always put yourself second to your child, like your child or children. Like, you're so focused on their education and whether they're happy and they're okay. I think a tip I would give to parents out there is just be kind to yourself first as well. It's like, we're all doing our best, and you know, it will all get there eventually in the end, so everything's going to be fine. But yeah, it's been very hard. It's easily to feel isolated. I think I'm more worried about what will happen after lockdown, because I think you get worried that, oh, we're all in new routines now. We're used to not seeing people. So have people forgotten about me? Do they know I exist? But so I think that's going to be the next challenge, is people returning to some sort of normality. So
I think that there's going to be that kind of anxiety as well, of that contact with people, because of obviously what's going on right now. You're going to be always like, am I going to get something or whatever? And again, that new routine, like for me, I'm on the autistic spectrum, and the first lockdown, I mean, we're in the third one now, but the first one hit me so hard because I was busy, I was out and about all the time. I love socialising. I also worked in a club in Northampton at the same time, as well as doing a load of other things, and then all of a sudden it just stopped. And it just felt like the world was just crashing around me. And then I think there's that anxiety when we come out of the lockdowns. We've then got this, well, we're quite rightly thinking it, because we seem to just go back into them at the moment. But if we can take anything out of this, like I've always said, we're very adaptable as human beings. We've seen great ways that people have had to adapt. I mean, instead of being in the office, I mean, I've got a green screen behind me and everything, doing interviews from home, working from home. And it's a tough time for parents as well. I mean, I know this is about Children's Mental Health Week, but like you said, parents worry about finances. Is my child okay? You don't know when school's going to be open, but you constantly, like, you have to focus on your emotions. You've got your own worries as well as worries about your child, haven't you? Mm. And yeah. Donovan, how have you found it?
It's been a learning curve, I think. I mean, for me personally, I suffer with social anxieties anyway. So in a weird way, lockdown hasn't affected me too much in that whole kind of face-to-face human interaction side of things. However, like Kerry, I'm a parent. I have a 9-year-old little girl who's really feeling the effects, to be honest. She's struggling with this whole not being able to see her friends. You know, at the end of the day, a friendship interaction exists in, you know, a 1-hour Zoom call with the class once a week. You know, that's what the friendship circle is reduced to, compared to, you know, playing tag in the playground and conversing and just getting all that childly fun that we all had, you know. But at the same time, like you said, Joe, you know, we've become adaptable. That's the biggest takeaway here. I mean, look at how conversation about mental health and things like that has now exploded as a result of, ironically, our more isolated environments. People feel a need to reach out, probably on social media and things like that, a lot more. So while the issues might have always existed, people are freely able to talk about it more because maybe they don't have you know, immediate friends that they used to be able to talk to about face to face. It becomes a more outreached thing, which in a way, like what we were saying, to do with you know, reaching out to people, that's a positive thing social media has been good for. If you have had any kind of down day or anything like that, both children and adults, you know, reaching out through social media is a great and easy and accessible way to do that.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, it's the importance of checking in. It's the simplicity, isn't it? It's not a difficult thing to do. But even there's less focus on those materialistic side of things. For me, like just going out for a walk, especially in the first one, we had some beautiful weather in the first lockdown. It was gorgeous. We've never seen weather like it. And then when we can't go out and do anything, typical. But it was just kind of focusing on getting out and appreciating the freedom we have and the sound of the birds and nature around us. Like, it was such a simple thing that is around us all the time, but I didn't focus on that. There were just so many other things that I just took it for granted. There's a lot of people that have like taught themselves some new weird or wonderful lessons, like, you think cake baking has become a big thing, that people have learned new skills. Kerry, have you learned a lockdown skill?
I think I've probably bonded with my laptop a little bit too much. I don't know what I've done in lockdown, really. I feel like I haven't been productive at all. But I've been working all the way through, you see. So it's... I think that's probably my lockdown skill, is mastering my coaching abilities at work. But I think it's good to sort of look back on this time and just think of positives, which is something we've done with our volunteers and our texters, is through our sort of Twitter page, is getting people to think about, right, what is the positives? What have you learnt over the past few months that you can take away from this really, really rubbish time? And people have done all sorts, like learnt new languages, like I said, learnt how to play an instrument. So it's good that people are using that time to sort of appreciate the little things as well, like you said, going for a walk and listening to the birds and doing all that sort of thing. It's great that people are doing positive things.
Absolutely. And I'd just like to say quickly, like, obviously, hello to everyone at Shout. Like, you do amazing work. Everyone at Shout does amazing work. And it's been a tough time. I feel like the charity sector, the volunteers have been a little bit forgotten. But from my point of view, like, you've been a lifesaver. And for so many people, you work tirelessly. So it's juggling around being a mum and volunteering for Shout as well. But a big thank you to you, to everyone at Shout, and everyone at all the other organisations out there that are really working to better support people and have had to adapt as well. It's been very difficult not being able to go into an office, whereas now everyone's had to homework. But yeah, just sorry to jump in there, but thank you.
No, like, thank you. I just want to say as well, like, our volunteers, we always knew our volunteer community was amazing, but how they've stepped up over the past few months has been amazing, because everybody's going through the same thing as well. So you go onto the platform, you're talking to texters that are isolated and lonely and really suffering through the pandemic, and our volunteers are going through exactly the same thing as well, yet they still turn up, take a shift and, you know, support people that are struggling, and they've been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, they're amazing. And I mean, without this pandemic, I wouldn't have connected with, well, one, Kidscape. It's weird to think it's been a year since I've been an ambassador for Kidscape almost. But these connections that we've made, and especially with Shout, and it's nice to kind of reconnect in a different way instead of a texter, and to kind of work together to spread awareness of a great service, and one which I think is incredibly important through this time. So big shout out to all of you. And Donovan, what have you learned, any lockdown skills?
Other than learning to play a musical instrument badly, no, in all seriousness, I've learned to sort of socially interact online that bit better. To be completely honest, like I say, I'm a bit of a hermit, a bit of a social introvert for the most part. You know, and if anything, yeah, throughout the course of this lockdown, really, I've learned to just talk to people and actually make a point of improving my own mental health by encouraging positivity in others as well, and, you know, and feeding off that for myself as well. I would say, you know, over the last year, like Kerry, I've been working full time throughout this whole pandemic process. But my need to social interact for both myself and my day job has never been greater as it stands at the moment. So, yeah, if anything, I'm a slightly more socially confident person than I've ever been, and that's a great feeling.
That's amazing. And it's nice to hear of a positive side to mental health as well. And perhaps it's given people a bit more time to kind of focus on it instead of this manic day-to-day working life and just focusing on work instead of our mental health, which should be a priority just as well as our physical health is. And Kerry, how did you get involved in Shout? Because I don't know, there might be people watching that want to volunteer. What was the process in doing something like that? If you want to volunteer for Shout, how do you go about doing it?
Yeah, so I think when I applied, I think, because my background is in, I was a nursery practitioner, so I was an area manager for a childcare company for nearly 14 years. So yeah, I've always been sort of interested in children, young people's sort of mental health and well-being, and also looking after the staff as well. It was becoming more and more evident that, you know, mental health issues was impacting their work. And, you know, as a manager, I felt like I needed to be more equipped to sort of help them with their issues. So selfishly, I was just looking online, and so Shout were looking for volunteers, and obviously the training you get with us is absolutely amazing. So you can, if you do want to volunteer, you can go onto our website at www.giveusashout www.rainbowcoach.org, and you can sign up to be a volunteer. So you just have to apply, and then we do like a training course, and everyone's sort of like well prepared before they get onto the platform and supporting our texters. But I know a lot of our volunteers say that sort of our training helps them in everyday life as well. So I think it's like in any sort of sector job you do, it might be useful for you. Oh, I think everyone's disappeared.
Excellent. Oh, can you still hear us?
Yeah, I can still hear you. Fantastic. Just everyone went.
Oh, okay. I think especially mental health kind of first aid, like even if it's just a basic level, like a basic first aid, I think this is crucial to have in businesses at the moment. And if that, I mean, that's something I'm trying to organise. So, I mean, I'm just a one-man band, unfortunately. I can't do a lot, just myself. But I think it's imperative that even businesses, especially now when funds are tight, that training's key to make employees felt like they're supported enough, especially coming out of this when it's going to be extremely tough, you know, that post-lockdown anxiety like you said earlier. People can donate to Shout as well, can't they? I think on the website and on Facebook, I think I added a donation link on the Facebook stream. I'm not too sure. I will do that later, but can people donate?
Yeah, I think it's through the Facebook page, or I'm not sure if there is one on Twitter, but you can always message through, and someone from Shape will sort of get back to them. So, yeah.
Fantastic. And these donations are key at the moment. I mean, charities are struggling, businesses are struggling, so we can play our part to kind of keep amazing services like Shout and Place to Be, whose week it is, who created Children's Mental Health Week as well. And just quickly leading on to that, Donovan, you do a lot of work and raise money for vital mental health charities as well, don't you, through clothing?
That's right. Yeah. So how we operate really is 50% of all the profits made per sale gets collated together each month. And then as it stands at the moment, we're working quite closely with Mind UK and a charity called Safe in Our World, who are a charity that specialise in providing support and raising mental health awareness and things for those in the video game sector, be it from those who are at the forefront of developing, designing, writing, all that sort of thing, right the way down to those who get to enjoy them and share that on the likes of YouTube and Twitch. That's where they fit in, and they fit in quite well with sort of the overall idea of what we're trying to do with, you know, support both young people and adults alike through the art form that is video games. It can turn out to be a great outlet, a great empathetic way to sort of channel yourself in a not just a creative way, but also an emotional way too. It's been a great tool for me over the course of my life, just a way of coping. It's been an outlet for me, you know, where some people will keep journals and things like that. You know, video games has been my outlet, being able to empathize with characters in distress or a fantasy story of some description and having that euphoria and that emotional connection that's there. You know, that's kind of what it's all about for us. It's supporting that outlet, especially for those that maybe don't necessarily have access to it as well. You know, that's where that fundraising goes towards.
Absolutely. That's great. And How can people find you guys on social media?
Sure. So we're on Facebook at Gamers Versus Mental Health. We're also on Twitter and Instagram. If you ever want to reach out to us, we are actually in the process of looking for individual artists at the moment that want to put their submissions forward. We'd like to work closely with any up and comers, or if you just fancy having a go, quite honestly, we want to work with you, and then we would look to promote your designs and things like that on the clothing that we offer. You know, it'll be a limited experience thing, but it will be a way of those people being able to put their thoughts and feelings to literal paper and, you know, sharing that.
Oh, that's great. Thank you very much. So both of you, just to finish off, just one last bit of advice to a child and to a parent that might be struggling at the moment, just to end the video, and any other message you'd like to give for Children's Mental Health Week. Kerry?
Just talk to somebody, whether it's your parent, a friend, or if it is just texting into a service like Shape. So yeah, it's just reaching out to anybody. Don't keep it in, you're not alone. And again, if you go onto our website, there's lots of resources on there for parents and children and young people who are struggling at the moment. So yeah, you're not alone.
Thank you. And Donovan?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of in line with what Kerry said there. You know, make sure you reach out to somebody if you ever feel you're in a position where you're struggling. You're not alone. But also, just one to the parents out there too, you know, you're far from alone with the struggle that you're going through. You know, there's always somebody that's sharing that experience with you. We're all facing a difficult time. We're all finding it challenging. But at the same time, you know, like we've discussed before, look back at the achievements you've had. Look back at, you know, possibly if you were someone who, you know, was out of the house work-wise more often than not, you got the opportunity to get that reconnection with your children so much more now than you've ever had. So why not look at the positives that you can pull out of the experience rather than worry about what tomorrow might bring?
I love that. Some positive in every day, especially in this situation, which seems a bit doom and gloom at the moment. And especially when you're watching the news, it all seems very negative and the positives aren't really covered that much. So yeah, like Kerry said, you can text SHOUT to 85258, Childline as well, which is 0800 11 11 11. And yeah, like Kerry and Donovan said, you know, it's important not to suffer in silence. We are all in a situation together at the moment, and I think that's really important to remember. You know, we're not alone, and when the four walls are closing in, you know, reach out and connect and look out for others. It's important to check in, and I'll put the links to SHOUT and to Gamers Versus Mental Health on my Facebook, and it'll be on this video a bit later. But Kerry, thank you so much for joining, and Donovan as well. It's been a nice little discussion. Sorry it was very impromptu, very last minute, but I thought, you know, why not have a little chat?
No, it's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you for the work you're both doing. Like, you're amazing, and say hello to everyone at SHOUT for me, and a big thank you to them too.
I will do. Thank you.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Speak Appreciate to you. It.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.